MFM warns against the listening of large tracts of small words. We will not be held responsible for poor hearing or disappointment in the search for humour that may sustain from listening to such large tracts of words.
The British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says his government is working night and day to confirm the source of the outbreak in England. Authorities there suspect that the virus has somehow escaped from one of two laboratories.
Hi there, my name's Major General Rudy Schwarzkopf, and I'm the official spokesman for the United States Pharmaceutical Weapons Manufacturers, the official spokesman for the democratically elected federal representatives who represent the wishes and the will of the sheeple, the people of the United States of America. Now, I've been asked to talk to you good Austrians by your official federal representatives down there in Canberra to explain to you why we want to round you up, force you to be injected with untried, potentially dangerous vaccinations for bird flu, a flu, I might add, that cannot be caught from human-to-human contact. Well, it can't be caught that way yet, because we haven't released the weapons-grade stuff yet. I mean, it could mutate any time now. Probably just before our commander-in-chief has to front the grand jury for crimes against humanity and setting up the attacks on 9/11. Just before next winter, when other immune-depressing chemtrails are sprayed. When it gets cold and people are susceptible to coughs and flu. Now, I want to assure you good people of Austria that just because the Pentagon gave one of our friends in the pharmaceutical industry $2 million a year from 1962 to 1967 to develop the AIDS and Ebola and West Nile viruses don't mean that we're going to do it with bird flu, okay? The last thing we want would be a virus like the bird flu killing millions of people and making us having to declare martial law and rounding up entire populations and injecting them with untried and untested vaccines. Hell, vaccines don't work anyway. We knew that 200 years ago. Anyone who's up to speed on Beauchamp's work knows that Pasteur was wrong. He even said so on his deathbed. Germ theory's a load of bunkum. So why would we want to inject you with mycoplasmas and other cancer-causing agents that don't work anyway? It don't make sense. Now, the fact that this here company won't manufacture the new vaccine without a special clause to protect them from being sued if someone dies or gets sick from untried and untested bird flu vaccine has nothing to do with them being scared as hell about how many people are going to die from their vaccine. It's just a precautionary economic safeguard, which will avoid the courts from being filled with victims and relatives wanting justice. I mean undue compensation claims. Hell, there will always be collateral damage in a war. There is no war here, but if there was one, there would be collateral damage. Sometimes you've got to kill millions to save a few. Sometimes you have to kill a few to save millions. Yeah. Now, let me assure you good Austrians, you can absolutely trust the Freemasons, millionaires, and Satanists that run the media in your country. They will teach you everything you need to do. Just keep watching, hearing, and reading the mainstream media in your country to get the truth on everything. Now, some of you may be disturbed that none of the important stories affecting your health and liberty are not being discussed in the mainstream media, like the threat of airborne radioactive particles from depleted uranium weapons, mind control through fluoridation of water supplies, and just how deadly pharmaceuticals really are. Well, these subjects would get covered, but there are too many other important things to tell the people about, such as who will win Australian Idol, or whether Princess Mary of Denmark will break Lady Di's record for the most appearances on the front cover of a Women's Weekly, Women's Day, and New Idea. So as you can see, you are getting all the information that you need to make an informed decision on most issues. So, good Austrians, sleep well tonight knowing that our American military aircraft are flying in your airspace 24 hours a day looking for terrorists who might want to drop weapons-grade bird flu viruses in your air supply. We'll stop them if we can catch them. But as you know from 9/11, sometimes we do take our eye off the ball a bit. Anyway, this has been Major General Rudy Schwarzkopf signing off on behalf of U.S. Industrial the good people of the United States of America. Bye now.
You come to vote. get rid of and nobbled on her. They'd bust ya if there was a choice. The system's going to fall apart. For Liblab.
FM.
That's right, 102.3 Community Radio. Great.
Really great, great.
Yeah.
Share accommodation. You might have been there. You might still be there. You might always be there. I have this dread fear of waking up one morning and being 56, which is like bad enough in itself. Coming down the stairs and finding a note on the fridge. Who ate my fucking tofu? House meeting tonight? After that, you move into a nursing home, which is just another form of share accommodation. It's only after that you get a place of your own. A nice little quiet 6x1 below ground bachelor pad. Share accommodation. This is my story. Everyone's lived with a girl named Ange and a boy named Brad and some uni kid from the sticks with acne and crabs. Everyone's had the washing up Mexican standoff. STD downers, both sexual and telephonic. Got melancholic to Tom Waits and gin and tonic. Everyone's been woken by tripping drunks on the landing. Found themselves standing in Megan's cat shit, spilt Sam's bong, stolen Sue's cheese, been bitten by ducks, dogs, fleas, snorted snow with Debbie or Don. Everyone scabbed Sally's cigs and slammed at a gig with a pneumatic, neurotic, teutonic blonde. Everyone's pot plants have choked to death on beer dregs and butts. Everyone's bitched over bills and bonds and who has what cup. Everyone's woken to cockroach turds in the toothpaste. A body in the bath, a sodom in the sink, and something dead in the fridge that just can't be dressed. Everyone suffered the moaning and thumping from next room's humping. The sound of slapping fat and futon slats and the doors and Led Zepp 4 at 3 in the morning. And regretted not getting that nice accountant Glenn with the VCR. Everyone has gone through the formality of showing unsuitable accountants through vacant, ghostly revolving door rooms. Heard Dark Side of the Moon on a beanbag over 2 minute noodles and tofu. Everyone's realized they're out of toilet paper sitting on the loo. Everyone's had that Tasmanian wilderness poster. You know the one. In their dunny. If not, Che Guevara. Everyone's read Lord of the Rings, started the Bible and Ulysses. Everyone's played in the band. Everyone's lived with a poet or a tortured artist with a spiteful novel planned. Everyone's tried a kitty once and a roster. Everyone's marked their own phone calls. Until that bill blew out and Bob did a bunk to Foster. Everyone's faced eviction and disconnection, lost an erection trying to roll on protection. Everyone's been exposed to hand-me-down Age of Aquarians. Homeopaths, naturopaths, psychopathic vegetarians, wind chimes, crystals, incense, numerology, aromatherapy, clairvoyancy, tarot, astrology, Bartik, cheesecloth, reincarnation, and Shirley Bloody McLean. Everyone's been exposed to dolphins.
Oh, I love dolphins. They're really smart. They're really sleek and stuffy. You can swim with them.
Dolphin candles, dolphin carvings, dolphin calendars, dolphin stickers, dolphin condoms, dolphin dildos, dolphin tattoos, dolphin knickers, dolphin songs, dolphin cards, dolphin toys and tapestries. All for a dolphin cookbook. Everyone's had English backpackers crash for just 1 more week.
Come on, man, just 1 more week on the lounge. That's all I'm fucking asking. Hey, look, I know I was only going to be here for a couple of days, so I've been here for 6 fucking months, but come on, man. I've got to clean a few more windscreens, eh? I've got to clean a few more windscreens, then I'm going to Bali, eh? Bali, then I'm going to Phuket. Phuket, Phuket, gotta wait, say Phuket, don't you, mate? Know what I'm saying? Yeah, fuck. Hey, come on, man, cheer up. I'll put some beers in the fridge. I'll get my undies and socks out of the oven, man. I'll pay the phone bill. Look, I won't touch the cat again. I was just feeling a bit homesick, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man, 1 more fucking week. Oh, thanks, man. You are an angel. You are a godsend, man. You will not fucking regret this, thanks, man. By the way, I've got some mates flying in tomorrow. Lovely people. Oh, you won't ever know they're here. Let's see, there's a couple of lads from Birmingham. Oh, Stefan, this German eggy dealer. Oh, yeah, and his Swedish girlfriend, Mammy. Mammy, eh? We call her Mams for short, except she ain't sure to get by a drift, eh? Corking big dogs. Oi, go, boy, go, rub. Beep, pump, beep, boy. She got a fucking, eh, mate? She likes the fucking vodka. Likes the fucking vodka. Oi, know what I'm saying, man. It'll show your etchings. Show your etchings, know what I'm saying? What? Come on, man, 1 more fucking week, please. Everyone's regretted fucking their flatmate. Or flatmate's friend Fiona, 4 times in the back of her Toyota Corolla after Pictionary and 16 Coronas. Everyone's had a late religious argument in the kitchen when they're bent. Everyone's enlivened a cocktail party by imitating Mount Vesuvius. Spray painted the stereo with coconut cream and kidney beans. Laid a trail of pureed pretzel and cabanossi through the shag pile to the bathroom, which ends up looking and smelling like a parmesan cheese factory in a heat wave. Or is that just me?
Well, I'll tell you a story. And it's a true story. Absolutely true. It has become an urban myth, but it is true. I knew the people involved. And it's the story... Can we stop the feedback? It's the story of the dead punk. Now, when I was a kid, rather small, probably about 16 years old in the inner city of Sydney, There was one punk who was wilder than all the rest of the punks. He was the wildest of all of the punks. He was a wild boy. His name was Eager Penis. And he'd come to the ranks of the punk rock gangs at the tender age of 13. And thence upon began gathering just a huge host of tattoos upon his body. All swastikas and broken rifles and anarchy symbols and skulls and crossburns all across his hide. And there he was, covered in these goddamn things all over him. And he soon learnt to make a tattoo gun, and soon every fresh-faced little punk that came into the city, Eager Penis scrawled all over him with his inky pen. Well, things got more and more and more full on with Eager Penis, and eventually started taking drugs. Every drug known to mankind would pass into his veins or he'd swallow them. I'm into this story now, you're going to have to wait. All right? Anyway, it's pretty short, just let me tell the rest of the story. Anyway, pretty soon Eager Penis had the respect of all the rest of the punks, and he started to go downhill though rapidly, taking pills and drugs and alcohol, but they just idolized and worshipped him even more. And there he was one day, and there was a group of him and his cronies, all hardened, little balmy punk rockers. There they were, except there was one amongst them, a new chum punk. Yes. And he sat in with them, on a half weight of heroin. And he sat in and he shot it up in his arm. And when the light came in through the cracks in the morning, that little new chum punk was dead on the floor. All the rest of them still alive going, "What the fuck do we do with a dead punk?" Well, there was the dead punk lying there on the floor, and they said, "We better dispose of the body." So they put it out the back in a car. No registration, nobody's got a license. They stick his body in the boot, and off they drive down the road to dispose of the body of the dead punk. Well, things started happening. They drove around and around, started to get hot. They started to feel uncomfortable, they were hanging out, they were addicted to drugs, they went and scored more heroin. "We'll leave the dead punk until tomorrow." The next day came, they set out with all the good intentions they could muster to dispose of the dead punk. There they were, driving down the road. But, somebody, a friend of theirs, they saw him on the side of the road. They stopped and talked to him. He had a whole big, huge packet of down of pills. Red ones and blue ones, all different colours. Yep, just knocked off a pharmacy the night before. Alright, he just knocked off a pharmacy. And there he was with all the pills, the blue ones, the green ones, the pink ones, and they took them all. The dead punk can wait till tomorrow. The third day rose and the dead punk was still in the boot of the car. Down. Down, and I'll tell the end of the story. Down, down, down. So that was the dead punk still in the boot of the car on the third day. I was telling you, there was a dead punk. He'd been 3 days locked in the boot of the car. What the hell do you do with a dead punk? So on the third day, they set out again. They drove down the road only a little way. Just a little way down the road. And that's when they were spied by two officers of the constabulary of the New South Wales Police Force. Look at that car they hit. Look at the fucking handers. Look at the big anarchy sign painted on the side. There's not even bloody number plates on the fucking thing. So they pulled the car out of the car, boy. What's that, a bomb? Syringes. Pill pockets. Mm-hmm. came. All right, boys, what's in the fruit?
Jake, why are you doing all this sort of stuff here on the radio and also on your movies, on your videos?
The reason I use radio and filmmaking for satirical comedy, you're really talking about?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a good way of preventing yourself from getting cancer.
Oh, you got that itch.
You know, it's like if things give you the shits, you can either go out and smash stuff and end up in prison or write about it or... just deal with it in such a way that you can find a funny angle to it. That's how I try to deal. You know, that's the other option. That's right. If you get too serious, you can end up in Richmond Clinic, which has actually happened to me for a brief couple of hours of my life at one stage there.
Let's sort of describe what Richmond Clinic is for people who don't know that.
Well, Richmond Clinic's it's a place that people are put for mental health issues.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I could never be accused of having mental health issues. You know, anyone that knows me knows that I'm perfectly sane, a balanced person. Ask Jane or Gail. I'm sure they'll vouch me, won't you, girls?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I got thrown in there by people who were bad judges of character.
Yes, that's it.
After the staff processed me for about 2 hours, they decided I was normal enough and safe enough to put back out on the street.
They said you can go now to NIM FM.
Yeah, that's right. You can go to NIM FM now, where all the other dysfunctional presenters are, and do your stuff there, you know. Our flagship leader of all the dysfunctional presenters is Gail, actually. She's on there more than anyone else.
Thank you.
So, yes, that's where all the fallen presenters go, to Nimbin. It's the only station that'll have us.
Hi there. My name's Major General Rudy Schwarzkopf. I am the official spokesman for the New World, the United States military junta, forces. Now, I have been asked by our boys in Canberra, your elected federal representatives, to cover up, to educate you good Austrians on how we deal with nasty little brown people, like that low-life Austrian citizen there, Mandu Habib. Let me assure you, there is no proof that we beat the crap out of or inserted anything into Mandu Habib, mainly due to the fact that video evidence is strictly restricted to circulation amongst our military clubs and sometimes gets screened on Bucks Nights when one of our boys gets married. Now, this nasty little brown fella has stated that one of your government officials witnessed his torture at an airport in Pakistan. Technically, he ain't correct. But in reality, all of your government boys are our boys anyway, so don't matter. Let me assure you good Austrians, we will stop at nothing in our pursuit for democracy and the rights and the freedoms of the individual and all the world's people, except that nasty little lowlife Mandu Habib. Oh, boy, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Now, Habib has stated that in the 3 years that we held him illegally in Guantanamo Bay, that we tortured him, that we told him his family was dead, that we threatened to rape him with an Alsatian, and that we got one of our military club hookers to throw menstrual blood in his face. Let me tell you, there is no evidence that any of these events took place. Mainly because that evidence is strictly restricted to circulation in our military clubs as a training video, and sometimes it is played at Bucks Nights when one of our boys gets married. Now, it has been stated by our boys, your people in Canberra, that Mandu Habib did have prior knowledge of the attacks on 9/11. This concerns us greatly, and we are trying to track down who leaked that information from the FBI, CIA, and any other government agency that happened to be involved in the coordination and execution of those attacks, investigations into those attacks. Now, we arranged, as fate would have it, your top banana was waiting in the wings as that first cruise missile, passenger airliner, went into the empty section of the Pentagon. Now, even before the dust had settled, we told him to say, he told us that Austrians were there all the way on the fight on terror or any other thing that the Americans might want to do forever and ever. Cross my heart and hope to die, amen. It's all the way with LVJ. Ain't it funny how some things just go full circle on you? Now, let me assure you, Mandu Habib is a dangerous man I mean, the amount of damage he could do to our credibility, it don't bear thinking about. So, despite the fact for 3 years we couldn't force, I mean encourage him to say anything that would put him in front of a firing squad, we're going to get our boys, I mean your people, to say nasty things about him until the day he dies. As long as we can muddy the waters a bit, you good Austrians won't know what to believe. I mean, we'll keep an open mind on the issue. Hell, now there's a technique that works. I mean, some of you people down there in Austria still believe that there Linda Chamberlain killed her baby with a pair of nail clippers for something to do before tea time. I mean, you people must be stupid. I mean, very open-minded, and we've taken note. Anyway, I hope this little talk has helped you good Austrians to understand all the issues surrounding Mandu Habib and our point of view. This is Major General Rudy Schwarzkopf signing off on behalf of the United Nations New World Order, I mean, the United States corporate, I mean, United States federal military forces. Bye now.
Excuse me, sir. But are you a real cowboy?
Well, yeah, I've ridden the range most of my life, and I've done a lot of roundups in my time where I roped and branded them critters out there. And I've ridden and broke them wild range horses, too. I've saddled bronc a lot of rodeos. And I'd say I'm a real cowboy.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
I'm a lesbian.
What?
Well, it's like this. When I wake in the morning, I'm thinking of women. Cleaning my teeth, I'm thinking of women. At breakfast, I'm thinking of women. Same at work, I'm thinking of them. Going home, I'm thinking of women. Cooking dinner, I'm thinking of women. I go to bed and I dream about women.
Oh, excuse me, sir, but are you a real cowboy?
Oh, well, I used to think I was a real cowboy, but I just found out I'm a lesbian.
Hold the drink.
Medicinal marijuana users are warned, if you don't take your prescription on schedule, you could cause harm to yourself and others.
Well, thank you for listening to Scan.org once more.
Please visit nimbinradiomedia.libsyn.com for details and web links. You can write to me, Martin, at nimfm.org.